Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advancing to another record today. Most stocks slipped, though, with the S&P 500 index pulling back from a record down 2 points to 2347, a drop today of 0.1%. NASDAQ down 4 to 5814, a decline there of 0.1%. Dow Industrials up 7 to 20,619, a gain of less than 0.1%. The 10-year up 12, 30 seconds, the yield there, 2.45%. Gold up 7.20 the ounce to 12.40, a gain of 0.6%. West Texas Intermediate crude up 32 cents, 53.43 on WTI. That is a gain of 0.6%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, and this is Bloomberg.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.
You think I'm talking to cover burritos? It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, John. This isn't going to happen. John Chang is with us, Chief Strategy Officer at Marcus & Millichap, joining us from Calabasas, California. It is really hard, you know, when you got Aretha Franklin.
You got Aretha.
Just telling you, John.
Follow that, man. Housing market. We're seeing a lot of sort of positive data on the housing market, and I wonder what you look at and what you see and what you think.
You know, the housing market has actually been doing very well, but it's still facing a lot of challenges. We saw the number of housing starts down a little bit on a month-over-month basis, but overall, compared to last year, it's up. And a lot of that has been happening from the multifamily sector. Multifamily starts are up about 20% from last year, and we expect to see the most completions in apartments in over 30 years. So that's a big change for the housing market. We're seeing a lot more people looking for apartment rentals rather than purchasing that first home.
So what does that mean, I think, about our audience? What does it mean, and what does it tell us about kind of the housing world as we know it, the housing stocks, investment plays off of it?
You know, the home builders are facing a lot of challenges in getting the right product out there. There's a real shortage of entry-level housing, but builders are really facing challenges in getting the real estate, the lots available, punching in the development and building a home that can get into that entry-level market. First-time home buyers only make up about 30% of home sales right now. The long-term average is about 40%. So we're really seeing this shortfall in that entry-level market, which is really, again, pushing people into the rental housing. And overall, we're seeing the cost to buy a home rise. Since the election, the mortgage rates are up about 70 basis points to a little over 4%. And what that means is, since the election, the house payment for a median-priced home has gone up about $50. So it's starting to crimp people's budgets a little bit more and move housing, home ownership a little farther away. And at the same time, the builders are just having a hard time getting to that most demanded sector, which is that entry-level housing market.
What are we seeing in terms of construction in that sector? Or let me rephrase the question. Where is construction and new housing being created?
Well, we're seeing it on a broad basis. We're seeing a lot of the housing markets that were hit hard during the recession starting to come back. We're seeing markets, you know, in Florida or parts of California like Sacramento and the Inland Empire, Phoenix, Las Vegas. We're starting to see those housing markets come back, and those represent some good opportunities for builders. And we're also seeing a lot of development you know, from an apartment side in the urban core still. So the apartment developers are really focusing on trying to get housing into the downtown markets in major metropolitan areas across the country.
As we see that here, I mean, is there any sense yet that the rising rates is leading to a slowdown? I was reading Fred Hickey's high-tech strategist newsletter, and he was suggesting the Mortgage Bankers Association saw an 18% decline in mortgage applications over a year ago in terms of the results from a couple weeks ago. And I just wonder, with that decline in a big decline, 18% decline in applications for mortgages, and we see that the 30-year fixed for the conforming loans is jumped to 5.39%, or is it 4.39%, that suggests that it might be some pressure on the market there.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of it is refinancing. So there's less refinancing taking place, or that's starting to pull back as those rates climb. Also, home buying is being affected by rising interest rates. Absolutely. It's making it more expensive. It's making it more difficult to qualify. But the other factor is the amount of inventory that's out there. Right now, there's about 4.1 months of housing inventory on the market. If you look at the long-term average, it's more like 6%. 6 months of inventory. So there's just a real limited availability. So that's part of what's driving the prices up as well. So you have buyers out there looking for homes. There's not a lot to buy. The cost of the mortgages is going up, and that's starting to really make it more difficult for the buyers. The other challenge it's creating is people who own houses are not selling as quickly as they have in the past. A lot of people refinance their interest rates down to 2 or 3%. So as those interest rates start to climb, we're seeing this lock-in effect where people don't want to sell their house and move to a new one because their interest rates are going to go from 2 or 3% to 4 or 5%. And that's also going to slow down the housing market as well.
Are we going to see more new supply in terms of homes coming onto the market anytime soon? Got about 40 seconds here.
Yeah, we're starting to see the development is starting to pick up. The builders want to get it out there, but you got to remember their costs have been climbing. Building costs are rising. The cost of land has been rising. There's a disconnect between what they can produce and get out into the marketplace compared to what the home buyers are looking for. We're seeing less move-up buyers, and we're seeing a smaller pool of people going into that first-time home. There's really this favoritism towards renting right now. Just to give you a factoid, the vacancy rate for apartments ended the year at 3.9%.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lowest we've seen in 16 years.
Wow.
So yeah. Really, demand for apartments has really pushed through to very high levels.
John Chang, we got to run. Chief Strategy Officer at Marcus & Millichap, joining us on the phone from Calabasas, California. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio.